Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus has conquered the world. What shall I say unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Jesus. Lord, you kept us thus far to see the last Saturday in the month of November, year 2025. Your grace has kept us. Your mercies has given us victory from one place to another. We do not take this for granted. Be thou exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. O Lord, how excellent is your name. Hello, Jesus. I am calling to say thank you, Jesus. We are calling to say thank you from the beginning of the year to this hour. We say thank you, Jesus. We are so grateful. What shall we render unto the Lord? All we can render is praises. We say thank you, Jesus. We lift our hands in praises. We adore you and appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. What the Lord has done for you and I, we cannot tell it all. Words cannot express it. Lord, we are very grateful. The weight of who you are, no words can carry. There is none like you, O Lord. There is none like you, O Lord. The weight of who you are, no words can carry. Who is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, our God? You are worthy, O God. You are worthy. The depth of who you are, no eyes have seen it, and no eyes will be able to see it to the end of the earth. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy of our praise. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Lord, thank you for your mercies, because your mercy endures forever in our lives. We do not take it for granted. Thank you, Jesus. We are very grateful. Thank you for giving us beauty for ashes in every areas of our lives. No one can see the end of your glory. No one can know the end of your power. Your power is great. You are mighty. You are good in every areas of our life. Even when we are unfaithful, you are faithful. You choose to be faithful even in our unfaithfulness. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. Ancient of Days, we say thank you forever. You are the same. Morning by morning, we enjoy your faithfulness. You are good to us. My Lord Jesus, I worship you. We say thank you, Jesus, for the journey so far. Blessings, glory, honor belongs to you. We say thank you, Jesus. Your praises will not cease in our mouths. Your praises will not cease in our lives and hearts. Lord, we are very grateful. Your praises will not cease in our home. Your praises will not cease in Nigeria. Thank you for how far you have kept us. We lay it to heart to say thank you, Jesus. You have been our helper. You've been our comfort, our defender, our solace, the lover of our lives. See you in every areas of our lives. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. We bless and appreciate you for how far you have helped us. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is Saturday, the 29th day of the month of November, year 2025. We are grateful to God for the journey so far. I want us to join me as we make this declaration that, O Lord, my God, my mouth is your altar. Your song is my sacrifice. Your lyrics are my incense, and my life is your will. My seat is not in the corner of sickness, nor in the seat of death. Shame, disgrace, backwardness, stagnancy, and everything that is not written concerning me by God is not my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. My life will represent all that God has said concerning me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the beauty of the Lord continually all the days of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. My life will represent everything that God has said on a daily basis in the name of Jesus Christ. Year 2025 is my year of beautification, my year of glory, my year of increase, my year of growth, and I will enjoy it till the latter in the name of Jesus Christ. I blot out every handwriting of the evil ones against me by the blood of Jesus Christ. I will only experience what God has said concerning me in the name of Jesus Christ. Let no man trouble me, because I bear in me the mark of the living God. Everything that is against the will of God, I cast it by the blood of Jesus Christ. I represent God today, and I will daily represent God in the name of Jesus. I become a carrier and a bearer of the presence of God. My life will manifest the presence of God. My life will enjoy the beauty in the presence of God. My life will be an evidence of the presence of God in the name of Jesus Christ. The presence of the Lord is upon me. The dew of the Lord is over my life and my family. I will spread the beauty of the Lord. I will continually be helped by the Lord all the days of my life till Jesus come. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brethren, from the beginning of this month to this hour, we've been discussing the presence of God. Today we'll be looking at another side, but we're still talking about the presence of God. The presence of God is everything a man can rely on for safety, instructions, comfort, help, strength, sustainability, and everything that life's. The presence of God is when you are under the shepherd of a mighty covering. I want us to read the book of Psalm 23, verse 1 to the end. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely God's goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord, the presence of the Lord forever." When we carry the presence of God, we enjoy everything that we need in life. The Bible says, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures." That is what the presence of God can do before us. He said, "He leads me beside the still waters." That means there are areas of life where we go through waters. He said, "When we go through water, it will not what to not overflow us. The fire will not burn us." He said, "He will lead us beside the stillness of the water, not the side of the water that is troubling, that is rumbling, causing chaos and causing lack of peace." There is always water, but the presence of God, we direct our step to the stillness of the water. That is what the presence of God does. The presence of God restores our souls from every chaotic situation that we experience. The Bible says, "Inasmuch as we are in the world, we will face the challenges of the world. But he said we should be of good courage because he has overcome the world on our behalf." We are in this world, but his presence overcomes it on our behalf. His presence is the coolant that we enjoy. His presence is the joy that springs out even when situations are not palatable. He said, "He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." His reason for setting our path on the way of righteousness is not because of us. The Bible says Christ died for us because he first loved us, not because we loved him first. He first loved us. That was why he died. He sent Jesus to die for us in the cross. He said he will lead us in the path of righteousness for his sake. But we are the one to enjoy the benefit of walking in that path of righteousness. It says, "Though we walk through the valley and the shadow of death," that is the challenges of life. He said, "For he is with us in that situation." Whatever it is you are going through, the Bible says, he is with us. God's presence is the emergence of light, the dawning of a thing. If we are observant, every day appears with the dawning of God's presence. Any day that lacks the presence of God, which is light, man activity cannot be effective. That is why, no matter how we leave our home very early, we always wait for the dawning of the light. That is the presence of God that God has commanded on each day. That is why there must always be dawning of every day, the appearance of light, to shed light all the things we want to do, to help us be able to carry our activities effectively. That is the command that God has placed on each day, which is the light. And we need the light of God every day of our life. The dawning of God's presence is light. It encourages and supports human activities. It encourages and supports human activity. Without light, our activity will be constrained. The presence of God gives liberty to the activities of man in dominion, and in multiplication. Without light, we cannot dominate, and we cannot multiply. And if there is no multiplication, there can't be increase. We can't thrive. We can't fulfill the purpose that God has called our lives. In creation, God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. And God saw that the light was good. That means the light of God carries goodness. The presence of God is filled with everything that man can desire. Light comes with a goodness that cannot be ignored. Nobody can ignore the presence of light in each day. Light is not something that we can do without, because our life is dependent on the light. Our life is dependent on the presence of God. That is why the Bible says the light became flesh and it dwelt amongst us, because God knows that if the light does not dwell amongst us, we cannot fulfill that which God has said concerning our lives. The presence of God is the emergence of light that we should seek for every day. God has commanded his light on each day, but we as humans need to seek for the presence of God for our individual life. The day seeks for the light that God has commanded on it, and it is fulfilling it every day. Every morning, it fulfills that command that God has given it to shine, to dawn. But as humans, we should always seek for the presence of God on a daily basis. Yesterday is gone. Today is a fresh day. Today is a new day. And the evil of today is enough. But we need the presence of God to silence every evil that has been said before the dawning of the day. While men slept, the enemy came and planted evil, because they don't want the light of God to help us to grow. That is why on a daily basis, we need to seek for the presence of God. We need to ask for the emergence of the light of God to shine into every darkness of our lives. God's presence is the source that we should not do life with. Anybody that wants to do life without the presence of God is on his own. We cannot do life without the presence of God, because the light of God gives light to every darkness so that we can see and do things with clarity. Without light, we cannot do things with clarity. The light of God illuminates our heart and gives us clarity to be able to do what we are supposed to do. The presence of God gives us clarity. Anyone who decides to ignore the presence of God, which is light, is on his own. It's like a river which decides to forget its source. And any river who decides to forget its source will dry up. So anybody that is ignoring the presence of God is intentionally saying he or she wants to dry up. And anybody that gets dry up is gone. I pray that in the name of Jesus, we will not forget our source in Jesus' name. And we will not dry up in the journey of life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our origin is God, the light of men who came to dwell amongst us. We will not forget our source in Jesus' name. Many people allow themselves to be deceived by the alternatives, thinking their source can be replaced. And let me tell you, brethren, anybody that replaces the presence of God, which is the source of our life, is someone who is going for a photocopy. And a photocopy or a prototype can never be like the original. Anyone who exchanges the presence of God is walking on a journey for doom. That exchange may seem like it, but it can never be like it. It might produce what our flesh desire. It may produce the physical things that we want to do life with, but it cannot be like the original. It cannot last, because it will fade away. It is only the presence of God that abides forever and ever. I would like to encourage us that we cannot do life without the presence of God. That is why the Bible says, the word of God is a lamp unto my feet. The purpose of lamp is to lighten our path. So the presence of God is the lamp that we carry to lighten our path of every darkness. Every day comes with its own darkness. But we need the presence of God to lighten every darkness, to give us clarity. Anybody that is sure and cleared of the journey of his life will not waste time unnecessarily, will not waste effort going to the north when he's destined to go through the journey of the east. The presence of God is clarity. The presence of God is peace. The presence of God is power. The presence of God is joy, peace forevermore. The presence of God is grace. The presence of God is mercy. Without the mercy of God, we cannot go far. The presence of God is everything that a man would desire in life. Brethren, we cannot do without the presence of God. That is why the Bible says that our eyes of understanding may be enlightened, to know the presence of the Lord, to know the weight that the presence of God carry, to know that our life is dependent on the presence of God, to make us aware, to arise our consciousness that we cannot go far without the presence of God. That was the reason Moses said, if you will not go with us, we will not go. I want us to close with this note and say, Lord, every day of my life, let your presence go with me. Let me live life in your presence. Let me move, breathe, and have my being in your presence. Let me carry every activities of my life in your presence. Let your presence silence every chaos in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your presence silence every noise that's hindering me from getting clarity in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we pray it in faith, daily we will experience the presence of God in Jesus' name. We will not deliberately, unconsciously walk out of the presence of God in Jesus' name. We will not make things, we will not do things that cast us away from the presence of God. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, because surely the goodness and the mercy of God will arise for us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you and God bless you. Good morning once again. Like our daily routine, we are using this medium to tell everybody that heaven is our home in eternity. No matter what we do on this earth, we have to go back to eternity to go and rest. But our choice will determine if you're going to get a place of rest or the person will go to the other side. Heaven is full of joy, is full of peace, is the presence of God, the continuality, the reality of the presence of God. We will not use our activities on earth to hinder our heavenly home in Jesus' name. Come unto him. Anyone that thinks he's standing, let him take it. Lest his fall. We will not fall in Jesus' name. We will abide in the presence of God. The presence of God will help us. I will make it to heaven in Jesus' name. And for those who have not joined, we are beckoning on you and we are calling on you. Come to the presence of God. Let the presence of God transform your life. Let the presence of God shed light to every darkness of your life, so that you can be a partaker of this heavenly home. You are welcome and the Lord will help you as you make this decision in Jesus' name.